Hey there, this is a new episode with me in English this time. What am I doing all day long without a job? That's what I wrote yesterday in my newsletter, and I would like to talk about this again. Well, first of all, every morning, now there comes an eh again. I have to stop saying eh in between. But every morning I go for a walk if possible, or my husband does with our dog. And after that, we have coffee and breakfast. Most of the time, we love eating, again, another M. I really try to learn to not say this anymore. So I have to make it as well a subject here in my podcast, as I'm trying to really do it in a non-professional way. Anyhow, another one. So I'm doing most of the time haferflocken, oatmeal, so oatmeal, and this time because it's so hot, it's over 30 degrees here right now at Lago Maggiore, we are going to have it always in a cold way. Usually I cook them in a nice Ayurvedic way, but these days it's impossible to have them cooked. So sometimes I do it as well that I put them in the refrigerator the evening before and have them in the morning, which is the Swiss kind of healthy way. And after that, we are going for a swim, or I start painting, or I write my diary. And after that, most of the time, it's lunchtime. Or we have to go, for instance, now my husband is went for shopping, and I'm just sitting down here now doing the podcast. Yes, and then in the afternoon, I read, because it's too hot to go outside anyhow right now, and read my book. Most of the time, I read two books in the same time. I know it's crazy, but that's how I do it. And also paint, maybe another thing. And then in the afternoon, we go outside again, do something, swimming or go for a walk, visit a friend, etc. And in the evening, I do again some dinner, and then we just read a lot. We talk, we play. We love playing cards. We love playing games at all. Anyhow, not like computer games, but like normal games, board games, but especially card games. And that's how our daily, usually our daily work looks like. Well, it's not work anymore, and we are enjoying our life. And I think that's so important that you start enjoying your life. Of course, there's like different things. You have to still take care of your house. You have to clean. You have to wash the dishes. We don't have a dishwasher. We have a tiny house here. We have a washing machine, of course, so we have to wash our washing and things like that we do, of course. And the day goes by just very quick. We're trying to live really, really healthy when it's not as hot as it is right now. We really love going for hikes. We're living up in a mountain and we love going for hikes with our dog. Sometimes Teacher goes by himself, because he really loves exceptional hikes, which are for me definitely too steep. So I rather go than like the normal hikes. And we love traveling. So the next thing we are going to do is probably that we're going to go for a nice travel. We'll see. I keep you posted about that. But that's like a little podcast of my daily routine. So I try to do as often as possible, very little short podcast notes, so you can listen to when if you whenever you want, whenever you have time for it. No music, no advertisement, no anything. And I hope you like it. I will also talk about my art. Whenever I start doing some art now, I have to see. I really love painting in my sketchbook. I try to force myself to start painting in big paints. It's not that easy. I used to paint in big, then I changed into a small, and because it was just reasonable here in our small tiny house. I have not that much space to really have like a studio or anything. So I really started sketchbooking more than I used to. So now I'm only doing sketchbooking. So I thought it would be nice to do more work in like big paints again. I gave it a little bit up. I did it like 2.5 days. It was just such a disaster here in our room, so I really have to think about it again, how I can do it differently. I think space, it really is a problem sometimes. I can leave my things around here, but of course it's not that convenient, so I have to think about it. But I will continue also doing some bigger ones and just change once in a while. And as I wrote yesterday in my newsletter as well, another M. I also do a lot of workshops with different people like Coach Chacon and Emma. So I wrote about that. So read my newsletter up in Substack so you will find out about all that. That's also something which is occupying me a lot because I love being with other people, doing some art together, and get inspired from other people as well because after a while, you really are always doing the same thing. So it's good to get out of your comfort zone and do something new. Hope you like it. And well, I see you, or I hear you, or you hear me soon again. Please leave me a note, a comment, or whatever, how you liked it. And I'm sending you lots of love from Italy, from the Lago Maggiore. Ciao, ciao. Bye bye. Ci vediamo. Ciao.